Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again. Welcome to another Spectrum show. My name is Steve Warren. Our guest this week is Beth Goldberg. Beth is the district director of the New York District of the Small Business Administration. And, you know, Beth, thank you very much. We've had some of your colleagues on previous programs, but it's a great pleasure to have you here as you look out over the probably the largest compendium of small businesses in the United States here in New York City. So welcome.
Correct. Thank you. Yes, my pleasure, my honor to serve in this capacity. And it is the largest field office in the United States and its territories, serving 1.6 million small businesses and 14 million members of the public.
Let's get to know you a little bit better. What give you the Cliff's Notes version of your background?
I'm a native New Yorker, if you can't tell from my accent which part of Brooklyn exactly I'm from, but I grew up here and I'm educated here through the public school system, Brooklyn College, and then had the honor of doing my graduate work at Columbia University. Where back in the last century, I saw the urban decay and became very interested in urban economic development. I served in the early part of my career as the president of the Brooklyn Economic Development Corporation. I then saw a need and opened a consulting firm helping businesses through their lifespan access public benefits and money. When I left as president of the Brooklyn Economic Development Corporation, I knew one day I would return to public service. It is my passion, and it's where you can help more people than just one client at a time. So it was on my journey about 6 years ago that I returned to public service in the capacity that I have now. And so I've been an entrepreneur. I am the daughter of entrepreneurs, printers, and publishers in New York City, and I am the granddaughter of immigrants that came here and opened a grocery store in Brooklyn.
So that comes up to my next question, actually, is that people think of New York as this great, big, humongous, gargantuan place with all of the big box stores and the name brands and all of that. But when you walk from one of those to the other, you walk past a half dozen or so small businesses that are there. And of course, when you leave Manhattan and get into the outer boroughs, you practically have nothing but small businesses. And because our audience are primarily Chinese Americans, Chinese Americans pretty much have been in the small business since they came to the United States, you know, century and a half ago. Would you concur with that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I returned to government, I didn't realize at the time how hot being a small business was. Probably your generation and my generation, Steve, people looked for that job at corporate America and, you know, the gold watch in 25 years. But I have two millennials who would never dream of that as their business goal, and have come to be amazed by the entrepreneurship and spirit that resides among our younger generations, for, you know, being their own boss, creating their own product, that they see these niches in the market that, you know, amazes me. I'm a very good master of helping them fulfill their dreams, but I'm always amazed at what they see as the future that could be a business.
Would you agree with the statement that many Asian American immigrants are choosing entrepreneurship because it's a good vehicle for upward mobility in the society?
I think that, you know, for all immigrants, Asian Americans, that entrepreneurship is, you know, a first step. As the granddaughter of immigrants, I often, you know, heard stories at my own table about the challenges. My grandmother was illiterate, but could add a column of numbers like no one else I knew as she ran the register, in quotes, for the family store. And I think what we're seeing is this generation of younger people that are seeing entrepreneurship also as a way of moving upward mobility.
Now, the way I look at it, having observed what's been going on throughout the United States this past year, year and a half or so with the pandemic, is that the SBA function up till then was more to get businesses going and assist in getting businesses going. And apparently the past year, it's more to keep businesses going. How have you made that pivot from startup to keeping the doors open?
Well, we're very fortunate in the program that was created, the PPP program, levered our relationships with our lending institutions. You know, SBA sort of has a wholesale and a retail function in and of itself, retail being our education and counseling functions with which we do with our partners. Our wholesale function is to enable our lenders to use our guarantee and leverage the money allocated by Congress. And the Paycheck Protection Program was able to get up and running in such an amazing time, even though it had a few hiccups, to get billions of dollars out to the to the small businesses. And when we began in the pandemic, we had about 1,200 lenders that participated with us. But right now, we're just under 5,500 lenders nationwide that are implementing the SBA programs to the actual small businesses.
So someone wants to start a business, and now they've been working from home for the big corporation, as you mentioned a while ago. Are people kind of changing their mind about working for the man and working for themselves because now they've had some practical experience, you know, at working from home and calling together resources that were previously provided for them?
We're actually very surprised in the New York District office that we are getting phone calls, a voluminous number of phone calls, significant number of phone calls from people who are interested in opening a business right now during the pandemic. I think the media focuses a lot on those people that have closed, or not necessarily closed permanently, but have been closed by government, you know, local order. But what we've been surprised about, and we've been talking in our management meetings at the office, the number of calls that we're getting for people interested in starting a business right now. And the legislation that Congress had passed allowed for some debt relief when people use our SBA 7A program or our microloans to provide until September 30th some relief on those payments while they're in their startup phase using our tools.
I know we'll repeat this web information at the end of the program, but if people wanted to look at the SBA website as a place to get their toe in the water, where would they go? And is it of the local office? Is it the national office in Washington? How do people open the door to the SBA?
So to just learn about our programs, they go to sba.gov, and there's a coronavirus header on that, and that will take you to all the programs that we're doing. We also have a 24-hour educational center on there where you could fill out a business plan and learn about how to fill out a business plan. For those fortunate enough to be located in New York, sba.gov/NY, New York/NY. And on the left, on the landing page, you'll see a book, the resource guide. And if you click on that, on pages 11 and 12 are our local resource partners, our Women Business Development Centers, our Small Business Development Centers located at 12 different college campuses throughout the district, and SCORE, which are executives who volunteer their time. And you could look up their resumes and find out industry experts to help them everyone is operating remotely right now, including our office. So Federal Plaza, we're not seeing any people right now, but everybody's up and operating remotely, and they're available to help you plan your business and find a lending partner.
Our guest is Beth Goldberg. Beth is the district director here of the New York District of the Small Business Administration. I was going to ask you, you mentioned we're getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting more information and about starting a business. Do you have people that can deal with the public or the potential entrepreneurs in a variety of languages?
Yes. Manly Lin, who is been a guest on your program, is fluent in Chinese languages. And at our facilities, our resource partners at LaGuardia Community College, their satellite office at Queens, and our Small Business Development Center at Stony Brook all have business advisors fluent in Chinese language.
Let's talk a bit about legislation. Obviously, we can't move too quickly in this country without it going through both houses of Congress, and somebody has to sign off on it. Where are we presently with legislation on the president's desk or having signed?
Well, both houses of Congress have passed the extension of the PPP program through May 31st and giving banks an additional 30 days till June 30th to complete those transactions.
Have there been any, I know that when people want to start a business, they have a bunch of checks they have to check off on their checklist. Has there been any mitigating situations or circumstances that could possibly make it either easier or more difficult?
Yes. So, you know, coronavirus has changed the nature of our supply chain dramatically. So in the past, prior to the pandemic, we would look mostly at the business entrepreneur, their experience, their capitalization, their partners. But now, because of shortages in the supply chain, we have to look down to the businesses that are important to that business operating. And so that's a whole new look in a different way that we're looking at the supply chain to that business entrepreneur and whether or not that is stable enough to sustain the person seeking financing before us.
Well, I want to thank you very much. We hope that we will be working with the SBA on a variety of other things in the future. Hopefully the sun will come out and the birdies will start chirping and the flowers will spring forth and things will be a little bit different. We are always pleased to encounter members of the SBA because we're part of the Small Business Expo, which usually has a booth set up in some of the cities. And we're there as well, knowing full well that a lot of Chinese and a lot of major American cities still own and operate small businesses. And so I thank you very much for taking time from your day. And let's keep in touch.
SBA.gov and SBA.gov/NY for the New York District office.
I don't envy your job, Beth, but thank you very much. It looks like you're enjoying it a bunch. And best wishes from all of us.
Thank you. Same to you. And thank you for inviting me. And I hope you'll invite me back to talk on more topics with you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.